the purpose and the significance of this message, where this is being said at the time of Sphira, when we mourn, the Jewish people mourns for a great national tragedy, which took place thousands of years ago, the plague that afflicted the students of Rabbi Akiva, who were great Torah scholars, but the rabbis say that their sin was that they did not act respectfully. They didn't show respect one for another, which is a grave sin, especially for Torah scholars. So the purpose of the mourning is to remember that we're all part of one nation, the Jewish nation, and we have to act in a certain manner towards fellow Jews with great, great respect, which entails two things. First of all, to be solicitous, to be sensitive to the feelings of a fellow Jew, and you shall love your friend as yourself. And that's the area in which most of us relate to it, that we shouldn't hurt someone, we shouldn't afflict someone, shouldn't cause harm to a fellow Jew. But I want to add that this is another dimension. We're just human, and maybe it's a good idea for every person, especially when he's feeling very proud of himself, to carry a pencil around in his pocket. And the reason is because pencils have erasers, and erasers remind you of something. It's a humbling thought. Erasers remind you of the fact that man makes mistakes. And this applies to everybody. That nobody is so perfect that he doesn't make a mistake. You make mistakes, but your chaver, your friend, makes mistakes. And part of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, to love your friend as yourself, is to accord to him what you would like. You make mistakes, you hurt people, but you want to be forgiven. Because you recognize that you acted out of a moment of provocation, you shouldn't have done it, you regret it, and you wish you could take back what you said, but you can't, so you apologize. You put yourself at the mercy of somebody else, and you really want to be forgiven. You wish that person would forgive you. Well, since that is something that you desire for yourself, you must accord it to your fellow man. Your sensitivity and compassion for your fellow Jew expresses itself, first and foremost, by not doing anything to hurt him, to affect him, to destroy his property, to hurt his feelings. But there's a secondary area which is more hidden, and that is to forgive him. Yeah, when he has sinned against you, how do you relate to him when he has sinned against you? And he wants to return, you give him an opportunity to return, and you forgive him, and you restore him. And the greatest example of forgiveness, in my opinion, is Yosef. Who can claim that the pain that they suffered, the grievance they have, is greater than that which Yosef had against his brothers, who had placed him in a pit, and were ready to leave him there, to die a slow, agonizing death. And then they took him out and sold him as a slave. So to all intents and purposes, as far as what they had done was concerned, they had basically destroyed his life. And yet in spite of that, instead of blaming them, he introspected, he reviewed, he studied the developments. He came to a completely different understanding of what had taken place. And after all is said and done, after he had put them through different afflictions because he wanted them to do tshuva, when they finally did do tshuva, he forgave them with a full heart, as the Rambam says. He bore no grudge, bore no ill will, and they themselves were concerned, were afraid that he would take revenge. And it says when they, after the burial of Yaakov, and they pleaded with him, he cried. And he did everything to reassure them that he bore them no ill will. He let go of what they had done. He had no hard feelings to them. So in spite of the fact that none of us ever suffered that type of a blow, Yosef HaTzadik showed the true character, the true perfection of the Jew, in the ability to forgive his fellow Jew and to become reconciled, to become reunited, to become one people again. That is the ultimate demonstration of the spiritual greatness of the Jew. And indeed, the greatest kind of Kiddush Hashem, the sanctification of God, that we can do for Klal Yisrael.